Venture Medical to keep you well.
And now the NutraMedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. We have Pastor Butch Paugh. Now, I have to address you correctly now because God's called me to do this many years ago. That he said when you the time of the end happens, you need to address people correctly, not just on a geopolitical or ministry level, but on their actual calling. And so I'm going to call you, you're not only Pastor Butch Paugh, you're Apostle and Prophet Butch Paugh, because that's probably part of the reason why many of the churches don't want you to speak, because they want you to come under their authority rather than taking the integrated logic of Scripture and proving to them that they have disinformation that's putting their people in not only physical but spiritual danger. And I want you to summarize what you see happening this week, because all hell is literally breaking loose this week. The Lord promised to me on Monday at 3:30 in the morning when I released my SARS video, which has many thousands of hits now. This week is the first start of the last of the secular reptilian luciferic satanic empire. It is the first day of the apocalypse started Monday, believe it or not, an actual day, which is just a few days after the Chinese year of the rat. It's very timely that it's actually, I don't believe in the astrology of it, but the fact is the super plague is now locking down Wuhan and now 55 million Chinese. Airliners and countries are shutting down travel, although it's very, very leaky, and of course, every person infected, they're going to infect 14 more people. The incubation period is 2 weeks. You may not even be coughing, and you can transmit the virus. And of the people exposed, 15% will die, which means it's six times the lethality of the 1918 plague, which means it has the sweet spot characteristics of something even worse than the Black Death in the Middle Ages that killed much of the population of Europe. So we're deep into it now, aren't we? And this week we had, of course, Donald J. Trump that announced the USMCA and the Chinese thing and the peace accord with the Palestinians. So lots of stuff is happening this week, isn't it? Including this crazy witch hunt against Trump. Go ahead.
Well, you're right. It's worldwide chaos right now, not just here. And then China, of course, China is a huge amount of the news right now with the coronavirus. And only God knows how far this is going to extend out. I mean, I don't know that anyone knows for sure except God Almighty, but the situation...
Let me give you a little lead here. God sends a message to his prophets. And I'm not only a bacteriologist, was trained as a bioweaponeer, and was appointed in 97 for the federal government. You may say God only knows, but God tells some of his people, i.e. prophets, that are designated to know, and that person is none other than Dr. Bill Deagle, who is the director under Reserve Admiral Hughes in 97 for the federal government, Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. And I'm going to tell you, so far, and again, I'm going to get recalculations on this, this characteristic virus, which we have U.S. patents, is the most deadly plague in human history so far from what I can see.
But that's a good possibility. Like I said, I really don't know.
It's not a possibility. We do know. We actually know that for every person infected, it's going to infect 14 people, and many of them would be asymptomatic without a cough before they get infected. And of those that actually have PCR proof that they have the virus, 15% die. That's what I have so far. It may be revised because the virus is also mutating. There may be subversions of it that may be either more or less lethal because it's an RNA virus that will mutate. But this is not speculation. This is the facts I have so far, and it's not good.
Yes, well, we just know with that coming down, with the impeachment going on, and so many other things. Now, I just reading a couple of days ago that the Ukraine has put a block around Crimea, a naval blockade. A lot of things across the world are heating up, and I don't know what it's all leading to exactly, but there's a lot of things coming together.
I'll tell you what's happening there. People don't realize the reason why the Russians took Crimea, which is, by the way, 95% Russian, is they built a pipeline from Russia through to Crimea, which actually was originally Russian territory. 200 years ago, Kiev, which is the capital of Ukraine now, was the capital of Mother Russia. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you have to understand, the Russians have built this pipeline with, by the way, American and for international help, and they were going to have their ships actually get into Crimea to ship the oil all over the world, including Europe and elsewhere. What happens is Ukraine is actually acting as a proxy of the Westerners and the banks in America, and that's why we gave Javelin missiles to hit the Russians. Now, the Russians were trying to take over eastern Ukraine because most of the advanced nuclear weapons during the Soviet Union are not made in Russia. They're made in Tobolsk. You know where Tobolsk is? It's in eastern Russia. Remember it says in the grandsons of Noah, Meshach and Tubal?
Mm-hmm.
The cities of Moscow and Tobolsk are named for the grandsons of Noah. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
The Rus, or the Red Vikings of the eastern Ukraine, they're intermarried, of course, with the Mongolians. The two most aggressive peoples on Earth are Mongols and red-haired Rus, or red-haired Vikings. So these are smart and aggressive people, and that's why they built the Wall of China. It was against the Rus. Did you know that?
I didn't know the Russians. No, I didn't.
They called them Khazars, okay? These people from the Southern Caucasus Mountain and from Rus, that's why the Chinese built the wall. And what they would do is they'd get people in the wall, they'd get a bribe, they'd go across the wall. So the Mongolians actually broke through the wall, and now up to 40% of the people in China have actually Mongolian blood from the invasions across the Great Wall of China into China, literally impregnating Chinese women. And a lot of the Chinese population are descended from Mongols, from the Mongolian invasions across the Chinese Wall. You probably don't know that, did you?
I didn't know all that, no. But I just know that the whole world's in chaos, and with this new virus coming up. And by the way, people probably know this. You know this, I'm sure. That year ago, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others had developed this virus over a year ago, and they called it Wuhan virus. That's the city, of course, where it started.
Well, I had their video up actually, and they actually own patents for the for some of the so-called antiviral. Vaccines, you know that? And Donald J. Trump and his people are actually launching, and they figure they'll speed it up in 90 days. They'll have an RNA vaccine against this current version. But remember, the virus can mutate, because it's an RNA virus which tends to mutate. And I guarantee you, when this thing gets really bad, it'll be forced vaccinations or quarantine for people that won't vaccinate. If you don't think that's coming...
That's the whole plan, of course. Not only will they destroy a lot of the population, there's money in it, and we know that the money is the root of all evil.
More than just the money, there's control, because you see...
That's it, yes.
This year is the year of the mark of the beast. Actually, the first year is 5G network, the world ID. You can't travel across state lines in any country on Earth by October 1st unless you have a biometric ID. God told me this year, starting on Monday, is the launch of the apocalypse, the unveiling... You know, you and I, and I'm sure you have had it, we're like Rodney Dangerfield, a comedian from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, Rodney would say, I don't get no respect, right?
Right.
The amount of spittle and nastiness with family, friends, colleagues, and so on, regulatory agencies against Deagle, and I'm sure against yourself by so-called churches, is mind-boggling. If you think we get respect from our fellow Christians, you've got to be kidding. In fact, some of our fellow Christians are worse than our so-called demonic entities, you might think. They think of us as monsters, and they think of us as apostate maniacs. Okay? Even though we tell them the truth and we try to save them, both spiritually, geopolitically, and physically, they think we're idiots, and they're actually putting themselves and their populations and their churches and their families in grave danger. And yet, as I say sarcastically, they're rapping on the so-called gate of heaven, but their knuckles are on fire because their gloves are not fireproof.
Well, the truth tellers throughout all history, Dr. Beal, have not been well received by the apostate church. You know that. I mean, they didn't receive Christ. The apostate church of Christ's time, the Pharisees, Sadducees hated him.
Well, there's a scripture in the Bible, and I want to give an interpretation of it. I'm sure you can back it up. Remember it says in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers?
Sure, yeah.
There's a prophecy in the book of Revelation that says, behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. That is the Catholic Church, which is apostate. It's a Druidic church. Okay, that's why the mitre on the head of the Pope is the open maw pointing toward the sky of a Draco-Reptilian monstrosity that's indwelling their leaders, because it's ancient Druidism just repopulated to look like it's following Jesus. That's why they call them the Jesuits. The society is called the Society of Zeus, which is the star god. You have to understand what's going on here is a lot of the daughter churches still have a lot of the apostasy that's in the Catholic Church. Right?
Right.
And they haven't smartened up. They haven't. And by the way, there's a lot of things we talked about in other shows, but I want people to understand what's going on right now is the globalists want to capture us. They have a website. They took it down about a year or so ago, but they had up some website with literally a play on my last name, Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, not L-E.com. It's a military site for missiles and aircraft and so on. But they actually showed up their maps with an 86% drop in U.S. population by 2025, 5 years from now, and world population drop by up to 90%. And if you don't understand, these people have met actually over 60 times with about 40 to 60 times with Barack Obama and world leaders in the United Nations, they're getting ready for massive population reduction and control. They've been shipping executioner guillotines. They build underground cities. They have over 20 million civil detention camps. They have Walmart and postal office facilities. They've been sending me the maps for years how to build them, of what's called triage centers for U.S. citizens that are going to be put in the red, you're dead, blue, and green lists. And if you don't think they're getting ready to exterminate a bunch of the population, when I traveled to Portland back in 1999, I prophesied over the people two prophecies, one for an Indian maiden thrown with an Indian drum dance down the volcanic of Portland, in north of Portland. But the second one was rail car shackles being built into a former cattle car with a false floor. And I had two of the men from Gunderson Steel stood up and admitted to it. Well, when I said that again two months ago with Greg Ford, I had people that are actually watching my YouTube video that were actually said they were in northern Dakota a few months ago, and a guy was crying about what why he had to do to get some money because he was starving. And he had welded 40,000 shackles the previous week himself, along with dozens of other people in North Dakota, for rail cars getting ready to take people off to civil detention. If you don't think they're getting ready when the New York district area of the United Nations is publishing they want to actually recruit people to grab American citizens and put them to civil detention, you're not paying attention, are you?
No, you're not. And of course, we see that the tension building, even in the state of Virginia now, the state government's become so arrogant that they just passed a Senate bill day before yesterday to stop all pro-life laws that have passed in the state previously. They're wanting a civil war, a revolution. And this
what they're trying to do, first off, they know they can't win a civil war. You got 93 million armed Americans. If you brought every army on earth, you couldn't defeat the American citizenry. The two things that you're gonna need trouble with is everybody doesn't have bullet making machines, and if you're smart, you get one or make one. And number two, we get non lethal technology, which I'm posting up on my site, and I'll post up more and do even the specials, so you know how to get the damn stuff to make it yourself. That can be non lethal and lethal technology that's not guns. Okay, you have to understand that they're getting ready to seize our population, force vaccinators, push us to civil detention, and they want to get the top people like you and me that are speaking against the truth and seize us during a time of crisis and execute us. Well, we'll just disappear. We'll no longer be on air. That's what they want to do. So if I disappear and you disappear, assume the next phase is everybody else is going to disappear too, or be executed or be chipped and tracked. Okay? If you don't think this is coming, you're not paying attention, because this crazy crap is happening, and it's a Paul Bunyan line. It's so big, you can't believe it's real, but it is, unfortunately, very real, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It truly is. And this isn't new news. This has been out for a while, actually. It's been
many years.
Yes,
in fact, some of these things are nascently being in the works for thousands of years. And Jesus prophesied it. In fact, he told you, that unless those days were cut short in the book of Mark, no flesh would survive. What God showed me, and we've talked about this in the last hour, is that the event that will stop it is the same event that stopped the ancient Atlanteans and the populations tens of thousands of years ago, is a crustal slip called a lithospheric disjunction, because the New World Order is dependent on the internet and satellites. It's dependent on their digital tracking of everybody in commerce, and the bankocracy runs everything. The banks and the intel agencies and the billionaires and the global Satanists run everything. That's why even the wars are prosecuted, not to make an end of war or to get peace or a determination of conflict. It's to make billions of dollars, kill people, and create more power and conflict out of the chaos. That's what it's for. It's not to win a war. It's to win more power and control over the population, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It truly is. Well, but you see, the people, the two great factors that motivate people, fear is a great factor, of course. People are afraid to follow rules just to try to survive, but also another great factor is a false hope. They put hope and trust in man instead of God Almighty, and they take somebody into hell.
Right. Well, the thing is, you see, people like you and me are not doing this because we have an ulterior motive. We're not doing it because, God told me that when people think you're a super genius and you know all these things, you can speak Hebrew, remind them you didn't know where the book of Isaiah was when your nose is on a concrete floor and I dictated clay and iron and abortion to Armageddon almost 30 years ago. People need to know we are sons and servants of the Most High, and we are his bait bucket guys. He's the fisherman. We just carry the bait bucket, okay?
Right.
And we're not. It's not because we know it. It's because we got God on speed dial, and we are his witnesses. And it's very important you listen up and pray. The most powerful thing you can do is pray. And when you get the Urim and Thummim stone, say yes, act. spiritually, physically, and with your community. Act.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're back. Pastor Butch, I'd like you to ask some tough questions, because I love questions. I actually get almost no questions from my audience out there, except maybe by email afterward. I don't know why they're fearful. They don't realize that I've had my radio distemper shot, so even if I do bite, which I do, by the way, you won't die of radio distemper. Haha. Funny, hey? So, Pastor Butch, I want you to ask the toughest questions you think, because a lot of stuff's hitting the fan right away. We have this week SARS, USMC, the China First Trade Agreement. We've got the launch of the peace accord with the Palestinians and Israel. The Palestinians are still, quote, hard negotiating, although the Trump wants to give them autonomous territory, which in the Bible talks about giving the abomination that desolates, because the Christians and the minority of the Jews, not the majority, because we've had our Christian pastors and other people from Israel on. It's only a tiny minority of Jews and a large majority of the, I call, evil jellyfish, that have funded enough money to build at least 10 temples or more. If a temple's built and they start a blood sacrifice and they give territory to Islam, which, by the way, the Islamic people in Palestine are genetically 87% of them are actually ancient Hebrews and Jews, but they converted to Islam many centuries ago when their cohorts that didn't convert were beheaded. People need to understand things are definitely bass-ackwards, okay? And this treaty was announced the same week that the impeachment garbage is going on today. Literally, as I'm sitting here at the end of my show, they're voting on whether they're going to have witnesses. This whole trial is actually the destruction of the American Republic, which is built under God. And the next leader of America, whether it's the next president, including Trump, or another person that's elected, will either be a vassal of Congress or they'll be a dictator like an emperor. There will be one or the other. There won't be any in between. It'll be the end of America as a constitutional republic with this craziness that's going on in the Senate right now, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And, of course, you mentioned about the temple and the what's going on in the Middle East and the peace treaty. I don't know if Trump knows this or not, but he's fulfilling prophecy at a rapid pace.
Well, which he's on a half shekel right now with King Cyrus of Persia.
That's right, yes. And he also said that, he was told he might become king of Israel.
They want to give him the actual title of it, though. Remember, it says, "And he who comes in the temple shall declare that he is God." Doesn't mean by God. You got to remember, when they talk about an antichrist, it doesn't mean he's going to be like Jesus on the cross and so on. He means he's going to come in place. He's going to bring peace and safety, and he's going to come bring a new level of prosperity that's never been seen before on earth. To be honest with you, 3 years ago when Donald Trump got elected, because I know that God promised me when I was a little boy in heaven, 60 years ago, he said, "Will you be alive when the Antichrist shows up?" Right? And he showed me a nuclear war over America. I prayed 3 years ago when Trump got elected, and I said, "Is Donald Trump either the Antichrist or the one to introduce us to the Antichrist?" And I bugged him for 2 months, and I asked him for just some of a dream or vision. I was sitting at my desk where I am right now, and audibly, like my ancestor Moshe thousands of years ago, he said to me, he called me by my Hebrew name, which is 3 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, by the way, on your white stone. And he says, "Bill," like Bill, I'm using an analogy, "Bill, you know, Dr. Bill, stop asking me or I'll tell you."
Yeah.
So when God rebukes you and tells you, "Stop asking or I'll tell you," oh my God. Now, Donald Trump is a good-hearted, high-level Mason, and you got to remember that most of the people that do good in the world are high-level Masons, the Shriners with their Shriner hospitals, the world leaders that brought peace and stopped wars, but they're also the same buggers that do all the evil, too. And people don't get that. They don't realize when they say, "Oh, well, Satan just does evil." No, he doesn't. Most of the good works on earth are done by the minions of Lucifer, the angel of light. That's why his name is Lucifer. It's even more prominent than the name Satan, the opposer. It means he's a false god. He's a god of King Kronos of time-space. He's the most intelligent created being in the universe, which is not comparable to the infinite intelligence of the creator. But the most intelligent created being, the highest cherub that actually governed the music in the heavenly realm, the eternal realm, and was cast out of the first realm, the realm of eternity, is Satan, Lucifer, the god of light. he doesn't transform himself to an angel of light. He is one. That's why they can talk about how beautiful his pipes are and everything in the Bible. You got to understand, Satan is scary. And if you think you can match your intellect without the Most High God behind you in prayer, matching your intellect against Satan, you're an idiot, and he's going to eat you up as an hors d'oeuvre. So most of the high-level Masons in the world do almost all the good works, and they do all the evil. How's that?
Well, what better camouflage than that? That's a good camouflage.
Right, and that's why Donald J. Trump has Masonic name, I prayed, and I got this literally last fall. You know what his Masonic name is? Apollyon Rising.
Okay.
Now, Apollo, if you go to his apartment, and I got this last summer when somebody said, you better go look at his apartment. So I went through on a video link, and oh my God, he's got Apollo. He's on the 66th floor of the building. He had to get a special dispensation from the city on Central Park. His apartment's on the 66th floor. By the way, his son-in-law's at 666 Wilshire, Jared Kushner. And everywhere in his apartment, he's got Apollo, 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 Apollo. And the reason is, if you want to know the history of this, Apollo was the king of Mars, destroyed by an ancient galactic war. And the Washington Monument and the Pindar symbol before the Vatican and so on is the erect phallic symbol of the erect penis of King Apollo. And they're prophesying the resurrection of Apollo and the re-terrification of Mars by Donald J. Trump with Space Force, which has identical symbology to the logo of Starfleet Command, all announced this week. What do you think of that?
It's amazing, and the new logo looked just like the Star Trek.
Now, what I'm saying is, Pastor Butch Pye and I get to meet this man and do a come to Jesus talk and get this man saved, because we're praying for him really hard. I'm praying day and night. I was up most of last night praying for Donald Trump and for our leaders that are now on the mat of this demon-ratic kind of, charade in the Senate. But if you and I can get this man converted, he will be the greatest leader since King David repented after killing Uriah and taking his wife to have Solomon. Okay?
Yep.
If we don't, Donald J. Trump is the number one candidate to become the Antichrist and the king of Israel. And he will set up, with this treaty announced this week, the abomination that desolates, and the evil jellyfish and a minority of Jews will build a temple because they have plenty of money to build it, which is the abomination that'll desolate or give land to the enemies, which is Islam, which is an enemy of God, because the God that they worship is the moon boar god of Mecca and Medina. It's not the God of the Bible. Lying people like this Jesuit Pope try to say it's the same God. No, it isn't. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not the God of Islam. It is a devil. It's another name for... That's why when you look at the satanic letters, remember by this British academic Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
They actually put a fatwa against his life because he actually made the statement that in the letters that he wrote down in the documents that were later recorded, it was a dialogue where he said that maybe I was not talking to the creator of the universe, I was talking to Satan, the opposer, and he made this dialogue in the letters in regarding the discussion that Muhammad had with his wife. It's recorded in the Hadith in the Quran. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
If you're Muslim, most Muslims don't read it. In fact, we have on our show regularly Dr. Bill Warner, who's a translator of the small and large books in lineal time of the Bible and the Hadith. And if you actually read it, you realize how freaking devilish Islam is. That's why the deep state and the left are directly lockstep with Islam. And we created ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We create the chaos so we can create order out of the chaos and get more control over the world. That's how bad it is, people. That's why we flew people from ISIS to our rescue rather than killing the buggers, and our military staff are freaked out and we're flying them out rather than blowing to bits. People don't know what's going on. We are the masters of order and chaos. We do both. I got pictures, selfie pictures, sent to me by intel agencies in 2009 of John McInsane in a town near Amman taking selfies with Baghdadi, who's an Israeli actor, worked for MI6, the Mossad, and the Special Activity Division of the CIA, that was actually the primary commander of ISIS that we created and gave him satellite phones and weapons and training. Did you know that?
That's true.
And the main guy fighting against that we just blew up to bits was Qasem Soleimani, because we shipped in weapons of mass destruction and we killed 1.5 million Iranians across the Iran-Iraq border with nerve gas, VX nerve gas, and neutron weapons. We shipped there particularly and specifically to Iraq, which had no business doing, and we call the General Powell, I call him Bowell because he's full of crap, put up these things that look like ice cream trucks and said that they had weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It's not true. You know, the leader of Iraq was recruited in 1958 by George Bush Sr. for the Ba'ath Party in 1958. This is all facts that I know that I can cross-corroborate with other intel people. People have to understand what's going on here. America is both the daughter of Zion, and we are. America is the beast. We, Americans, have got to repent of being the actual beast empire that Satan wants to use to amalgamate the world into 10 zones. And two of those zones were forced into that situation, including China and the USMCA, by the wizard son-in-law of Donald Trump, signed this last week by Donald Trump and President POTUS in the White House, that now captures Canada and Mexico in the Zone 3 of the World Trade Zone, which is prophesied in the Bible, the 10 kings that give their power to the beast for 1 hour. It's in the fall of 1973, Foreign Affairs, by the Council on Foreign Relations magazine called Foreign Affairs, and prophesied decades ago. This is all happening this week.
Well, as I said, prophecy is being fulfilled at a rapid pace, and I do believe it's speeding up over what it was. Over, it's taking thousands of years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can
have things that would have taken years are happening in days now.
That's right.
Now, China's shutting down the airlines. I figure by the weekend you're going to see a pretty well total shutdown of any flights, not only in and out of China, but any countries that can jump. Because if you can jump from China to Singapore and get flights to America, and if one person can infect 14, this is going to shut down commerce around the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get really, really
ugly. Economically, it could ruin the economics of the whole world.
Well, that's design. I mean, the power, remember, a snake moves against itself. So you remember, if you're going to make somebody and you're going to exhume Trump and make sure he's like a hero, he not only gets a peace accord in Israel to give the Palestinians their state and get peace in the Middle East, he also makes a peace accord, which is, by the way, being worked out between Saudi Arabia, Iran, Turkey, and Russia right now behind the scenes. And he met last week in Berlin his proxies to actually set that up. Did you know that Trump's actually working with Russia and these other countries to have peace? Otherwise, we're going to have a thermonuclear and biological chemical war.
Of course.
Everything is dependent on the interaction of Trump and all these different countries. And I'm saying, and I don't want to say this because I want the man to be saved and I want him to become a good man and become the best president and the best leader since King David, but everything tells me that Trump is being lined up by the people around him and the Masons around him to become the Antichrist. That's what I'm seeing. Now, I've been supporting financially. I get calls, dozens of calls and emails every day. Send us money. We're a great supporter. You're in the NRCC. You know what? I don't want to give another cent, and I told these people on the calls, until I get a chance to talk POTUS to Deagle and my cohorts like Prophet Pastor Butch Baugh and Prophet John W. Spring and Prophet Greg Ford, who survived a rendition and got brain damage and PTSD. This is not optional there, Mr. Trump. You're going to answer the questions and respond to us now or at the judgment seat of God, because he's going to call us over and said, Pastor Butch, we're all dead, right? Did he say this or that? Or Deagle, did he say this or that? And we're going to witness against a man, whether he's alive now and save his carcass for eternal for salvation, or bring forth judgment to eternal annihilation. That's what's happening now, people. And if you think that you're saved because you do good works, you're a moron. You have to do God works and add an extra O to be saved. God doesn't negotiate with good and evil. It's either his way or the highway, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's really disturbing when you hear people saying things are really straightforward in salvation. And you actually don't have total freedom if you think the world's so terrible. Guess what? If people knew everything that I knew and you weren't saved, you'd very quickly commit suicide if you knew what I knew. But you know what? Because I'm saved and I want to save my brothers and sisters, I'll suffer and I'll die for the will of the Most High God to save my brothers and sisters, not only physical, horrifying death, but an eternal annihilation. That's who I am. I will die for you, but even on pain of death, I will not lie to you. Now, that takes a lot of people to want to spit on me and curse at me, or you. And I'm sure you don't get respect like Rodney Dangerfield, but people need to start grasping, this is the end of the game. This is not a real prelude. This is not a warm-up. This is it, buddies. 2020 is the start of the end. I can't tell you how many months and years it'll last because God doesn't want to reveal to me, but this is the beginning of the end. This year. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support.